I ask you about Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
Feels like he's one of the least appreciated, really good players I've covered. Do you feel that at all? I mean, do you feel like he's a guy that should be appreciated more?
I know I certainly appreciate him. I appreciate him a lot. Maybe he's a guy who, I don't know, you say underappreciated. He maybe isn't talked about as much as other guys, but he certainly deserves to be. Especially for a guy like me who's had the chance to watch him grow, you know, since we drafted him in 2011. And what he's been able to accomplish here over the last 3 years. And we've really leaned on him at times. And he's done a fantastic job. And not only that, but he's really become, in my opinion, one of the best all-purpose backs in this league. What he can do running between the tackles, what he can do catching the football out of the backfield, and also just in our third down stuff, picking up protections, getting out, you know, run after the catch, getting first downs in critical situations in the passing game as well as the run game. I just don't see there being a better all-purpose guy in the league right now. He's certainly in that conversation. So, you know, obviously there's a ton of excitement around, you know, the signing of Adrian Peterson, but let's not forget that we have Mark Ingram, and I think the combination of those two guys is what makes us even more formidable.
How's that going to work with those two? How do you envision that?
Well, I mean, we'll, I think from game plan to game plan, it might differ, you know, and I think that that's, you know, we're such a game plan specific team when it comes to who we're playing and, you know, what we're trying to attack and how we're trying to play that game. I feel like we can beat you in a bunch of different ways, and from game plan to game plan, that differs. And so just like in the past 2 years with Mark and Tim Hightower, you know, there was a compliment between the two, you know, and, hey, there was a couple games where Tim ended up getting maybe the bulk of the carries or the bulk of the yards just because those were the opportunities that were presented to him when he was in there, or that's just what he made out of it. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, but I'm just glad we have both of them.
Drew, you're putting in extra work with Alvin Kamara, and he says he's going to look to you even more in the future. What are you seeing out of him so far?
Well, I hope he'd look to me. I'm his QB. I've been really excited to work with him. You know, he's I think he's an extremely intelligent kid who is very conscientious as well. And you know, this is a lot to handle during this time. It's a lot of information being thrown at you, and then you have to go out and you have to apply it. Not only do you have to apply it, but you have to apply it against bigger, faster, stronger guys, right? At an entirely different level. And I feel like he's fit in, you know, really, really well. You know, it hasn't felt too big for him, you know. Like I said, we've thrown a lot on his plate, and it can be complex at times. But all you have to do is tell him something once, and he's got it. Or show it to him one time, and he's got it. And so he's a very quick learner, and I think the more that we're able to work together, you know, the better that chemistry is going to become.
Along those same veins, Drew, when you look across the other side of the line of scrimmage, and Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah.
OTAs in the books, 2 days of mandatory minicamp. What have you been impressed about him the most?
Well, I mean, he's getting a ton of reps, you know, and he's having to battle a wide range of guys, you know. He's Mike Thomas with his physicality, Ted Ginn with his speed, you know, Willie Snead with his shiftiness, Brandon Coleman with his size and strength. And so, you know, you kind of have run the whole gamut, you know, and yet I feel like he's been a guy that just each and every day, you know, you see something else. Like, man, he made a play on the ball today down the sideline that was a really nice play. So I think gradually you're just starting to see him make more and more plays.
About just Congressman Scalise. I know you've met him before.
Yeah.
Just the unfortunate situation. Any thoughts on well wishes for him?
It's a terrible deal. And, yes, my heart goes out to him and his family. And as I understand, I haven't seen the stories. I've just heard the reports. I mean, we've been here all day. But it sounds like there was a few people that were shot, and it's just a tragic deal. It's so my heart and prayers go out to him, his family, all those that were affected. That's a terrible deal.
It would seem the team is pretty well equipped to run the ball more if they so choose.
Yeah.
How would you handle that if there was a slight shift with the offense?
Whatever it takes to win, you know. If we hand it off 50 times a game, we throw it 20 times a game, and we're winning, man, that is great. I love it. Just want to win games.
And then Ingram was saying he thinks y'all could have the best offensive lines in the league this year. I mean, what have you seen from that group? Why do you think they could excel?
I think they work so well together, you know. And I think that at times, you know, we've had to plug guys in and to different places. And yet, when you've got a good core system and a good core group, you know, I think that lends itself to just you know, being able to plug and play at times, you know, and guys are on the same page. I mean, those guys, it's just a brotherhood, you know, it's hard to describe, you know, those guys, you know, those guys have their own fine system within the room, you know, it's a funny deal, you know, it's all centered around just being like, being guys that are just ready to do the grunt work, you know, ready to do the grunt work. They don't care about any acknowledgments or anything else. They just want to play ball and be there for one another and do their job and do it the right way. And they're just a really prideful group.
Drew, about Josh Lavivas, and I mean, he's obviously filling in for Max, but he said you've sure made his job pretty easy.
Well, he's done a nice job stepping in, you know, basically on what, a couple days notice, you know. We sign him, and all of a sudden he's snapping to me, and he has been this whole OTAs and minicamp. So he's done a nice job. Like I said, I think, you know, heart, obviously, you know, Max is an integral part of our offensive line. But I think it's just a testament to, you know, Max is still around here every day, you know, and he's in the meetings, and they're talking, and, you know, you got a veteran guy like Streif, and, you know, Teron has now been around for, you know, enough years, and Andrus Pete is kind of solidifying his spot. And so, you know, you got Larry Warford, who's, you know, new to our team, but, you know, he's a veteran, high caliber guy, you know. So you get all these guys in the same room together, and it's just, you know, it's just good guys, good chemistry, getting on the same page.
You've been to a lot of mini camps over the years. How much can you learn about your football team this week, and what have you learned about this team so far?
Well, we're competing, you know, we're putting ourselves in a lot of different situations as much as we can. You know, we're not in pads, so there's only so much that you can see or do. But, you know, a lot of the installation's going in, you know, pretty much the whole system's going in. And, I mean, you know, what do you hope to accomplish? Well, just you get a feel for kind of what's going to be maybe a little bit of your bread and butter. You get some timing down, begin to see kind of what the depth's going to be and how the competitions are going to play out. And then, you know, roll into training camp, put the pads on, and here we go.
Drew, when you're going against your secondary, it's safe to say that Delvin Bro is the number one cornerback right now.
Yeah. And I'd say he's been that way now for about the last 2.5 years, you know. Obviously, he's plagued by the injury bug a little bit, you know, so hoping that he can stay healthy but he has the ability to be a top-flight corner.
Drew, I know you've gotten close to Jarius over the years. Thoughts about his SD award?
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. He's such an inspirational guy. I mean, he's a guy who lights up a room. He's obviously extremely, you know, funny and just he's got big personality, you know. So we've gotten to know him pretty well here over the last 2 years, and he's come around a lot, and I really feel like he's – just as much a part of the team as anybody, you know. He's got kind of carte blanche to the facility. I'll see him in the locker room. I'll see him in the meeting rooms, you know. Like, what are you doing here, JJ? You know, he's game planning or doing something, you know. But he's a stud, you know. And he's had the chance to do a lot of things here over the last, you know, 6 months as people have heard his story and had a chance to just be around him. And he's got an infectious personality, so – really, really happy for him. Just, I think he's brought, I think, great awareness to being an organ donor, you know, based upon his situation. And then, you know, all of a sudden he gets the opportunity to, you know, get a new liver, and you know, he seems to be doing great. And I think that just the whole story, and then the fact that he's become a success story, you know. Based upon a really tough circumstance, I think inspires a lot of people.
The receiving core, now that Brandon's moved on, are guys stepping in, and you guys, you know, start to flow well?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of competition at that position, but we feel good about how it's going.
Drew, we so rarely ask you about yourself, but, I mean, TV's got some hands on the ball. I mean, Lattimore had that pick. How do you react to, you know, a day like this?
Lattimore didn't have a pick.
You
talking about
Bro?
Yeah, Bro made a nice play. If I throw it 2 more feet, we have a touchdown, so I just got to throw it 2 more feet next time.
Drew, do you believe that adding all the talent you have in the backfield is going to help extend your career personally?
Sure, I hope so. That'd be great. Yeah. I always say a quarterback's best friend is a great running game and a great defense.
But I think the question maybe with the offensive line isn't whether they're really good. I mean, we've seen them, some of us, for 11 years.
Yeah.
But it seems like they put a premium on pass protection for those 11 years. And if there's suddenly a great shift towards the running game, no matter how good they are, is that, you know,
There's versatility that's required at that position. You know, those guys love it when we run the ball. You know, they love it when they can be the one spinning their ears back and going downhill. You know, as opposed to, you know, pass rushers that just get to spin their ears back and rush the passer. That's a tough job. So the O-line embraces it. They love it. You know, and like I said, from game plan to game plan, that might change. You know, but bottom line is they got to be able to do both, and I think they're going to be great at both.
Thank you.